It's Thursday, February 11th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. Three members of the Action Prayer Ministry in Kumasi, Ghana, were injured this past weekend when armed robbers attacked an all-night prayer service, reports International Christian Concern. Gunmen fired into the congregation at 2 a.m. Saturday morning, wounding the victims ranging from age 2 to 22. One member told the Daily Mail, quote, "All three victims sustained minor gunshot wounds on their legs," end quote. Police rushed to the scene and found church members restraining one of the perpetrators, 22-year-old Sunday Ayin. 7 BB cartridges and an empty shell were also found upon police investigation. Ghana has historically been a safe country for Christians, with over 70% of the population claiming to follow Christ. Please pray for the continued strength and perseverance of the church in Ghana. On February 19, 2018, Boko Haram, the Nigerian Muslim terrorist group, kidnapped 110 schoolgirls from the Government Girls Science and Technical College. After a month of negotiations between the Nigerian government and Boko Haram, 104 out of the 105 girls left alive were released from captivity and returned home to their families. To this day, only one girl remains, 14-year-old Leah Sherabu. The jihadist terrorist group kept Sherabu due to her refusal to deny Christ and convert to Islam, reports International Christian Concern. For the past 3 years, she's been held hostage and deemed a, quote, "slave for life," end quote, by her captors. The last time Leah was heard from was through a video recording released in August of 2018. As the third anniversary of her kidnapping approaches, the Leah Foundation has launched a campaign titled 7 Days of Prayer. To pray for Leah Sherabu during these 7 days, go to the special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Matthew 21, verse 22 says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." On Wednesday, the Senate concluded its third day of President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. His son, Donald Trump Jr., appeared on Fox News Channel's Hannity program to put it all into context.
"If it wasn't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. All of the hypocrisy that we saw during 10 months of rioting, looting, arson, in-your-face type of politics. Candidly, whatever my father said on January 6th was mild in comparison. But if you were to take his speech and compare it to literally any stump speech ever given in the history of politics, you would see absolutely no deviation. But again, because the Democrats have the media in their pocket carrying whatever message, they can go on with impeachment part deux, what they started before the original inauguration. They're just going to continue it. They're all excited to be able to grandstand, to be able to selectively edit, to do their faux outrage with TV and free airtime. That's what this is all about. 44 Republicans have already voted to say that the sham impeachment part deux is unconstitutional."
Billionaire Mark Cuban, the majority owner of NBA's Dallas Mavericks, has directed the team to stop playing the national anthem before games, according to USA Today. But the NBA is having the last word. Mike Bass said, quote, "With NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with longstanding league policy," end quote. Porn publisher Larry Flint, who made his fortune by degrading women in the most vile manner, met his maker on Wednesday morning at the age of 78. He died in Los Angeles from heart failure. Flint's notoriety led serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin to attempt to murder him in 1978. The shooting left the pornographer paralyzed from the waist down and confined to a wheelchair with constant pain. Flint made a brief run for president in 1984 and ran for California governor in the 2003 recall election. Not surprisingly, Flint was married 5 times and has 5 daughters and a son. His life was antithetical to Proverbs 22, verse 1, which says, "A good name is to be more desired than great wealth." U.S. District Judge Kiyo Matsumoto has granted a permanent injunction that blocks the state of New York's restrictions on indoor worship gatherings, reports Christian Headlines. Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had originally issued an order in October 2020 that placed many houses of worship in restricted zones in the state. In red zones, churches were limited to 25% occupancy or 10 people, whichever was fewer. In orange zones, houses of worship were limited to a 33% occupancy or 25 people, whichever was fewer. In response to Cuomo's initial order, the Agudath Israel of America and the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn filed a lawsuit saying the rules violated their First Amendment rights. Eric Rasbach, senior counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which represented churches in the lawsuit, said the initial restrictions came from politics and not public health. And finally, Denmark may introduce a new law requiring all sermons given in a different language to be translated into Danish and submitted to the government for approval, reports Worthy News. Although the proposed legislation is intended to deal with radical Islamic groups in the country, it has caused concern among Christians. In a January 27th letter to the Danish Prime Minister, Anglican Bishop Robert Innes of the European Diocese said, quote, "I believe this overly restrictive step would constitute a limitation on freedom of expression, which I know is prized in Denmark as one of the world's oldest democracies," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.